footprint in 8 other states, including its home state of California.
Federal workers continue to face conflicting instructions after Elon Musk said that anyone who does not reply to an email naming 5 accomplishments by today's deadline will be fired. But several agencies and departments have told their employees to hold off on a response. President Trump today meets with French President Macron at the White House on the 3rd anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. And Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized with pneumonia. This is ABC News. Germany's mainstream conservative party won the national election Sunday. The leader, Friedrich Merz, will have to form a coalition government. Globalize around the election as the far-right Alternative for Germany party scored big gains, becoming the second largest party. There's no end in sight for the sticker shock in the U.S. that comes with buying a dozen eggs. ABC's Allison Kosick explains.
Egg prices continue to soar, up another 15% in just the last month. Shoppers now seeing a dozen eggs costing 96% more than this time last year. The USDA says what's different now is that the shortages are affecting nearly the entire country, with confirmed bird flu outbreaks in 9 states, resulting in the loss of nearly 27 million birds.
Nation's oldest mayor died over the weekend. Vito Perillo was 93 when he was first elected mayor of Tinton Falls, New Jersey. He died at 100. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. One person has died after a snowmobile crash in Vilas County. According to an article published by WAOW, the call came in just before 5 p.m. on Saturday, saying a snowmobiler hit a tree along a curve on Trail 15 near Sweet Fern Lane in the township of St. Germain. First responders worked to save the life of the snowmobiler, but they were pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. The person hasn't been identified, and the accident is still under investigation. Saturday, February 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a breakfast at South Fork Bar and Grill. Adults are $12, children 4 to 10 are $5, and children under 4 are free. There will be bucket raffles beginning at 9 a.m. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, February 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., at South Fork Bar and Grill. The 27th member of the Packers Fan Hall of Fame was announced last Monday. Lisa Hale has details.
After over 70,000 votes were cast worldwide, the late John Brosik of Pound, Wisconsin, was named the 27th member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame out of a field of 10 finalists Monday. Brosik passed away on December 28, 2024, shortly after being named a Fan Hall of Fame finalist. He was so proud of the honor, he asked his family to include the exciting news in his obituary. Dedicated and passionate, Brosik became a Packers season ticket holder back in 1962, and for more than 60 years, he attended every game included in his ticket package at Lambeau Field. He and his wife also watched the Packers play at 29 different NFL stadiums. In an excerpt from the nomination essay, his family wrote of his battle with cancer, saying, "Unfortunately, Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in June 2024. When asked what goals he'd like to set, the first goal was to attend the 2024 home opener so he wouldn't break his streak and could start year number 60. They made that happen. Brosig's name will now be permanently enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them that, hey, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local sports action. Boys basketball from Friday the 21st saw Athens take the win over Shawamigan 72-51. Phillips over Abbotsford, though, 79-60. Barron beat Ashland 87-78. Mellon over Mercer 87-20. Bayfield got the 100 points over Butternut with 47. Lake Holcomb beat Winter 97-62. Rib Lake, close one versus Prentice 59-54. And Medford took the win over Tomahawk 80-36. Girls basketball, Mercer in a close one over Mellon, and I mean close, 42-41. Mercer took the win over Mellon in girls basketball on Friday. Winter over Lake Holcomb on Friday 51-40. Gregory Morgan of Shawamigan will be headed to state, and so too will J.J. Adamitis of Phillips. Those two both qualifying with enough points or wins in sectionals this past weekend. Gregory Morgan placed second in the 175-pound weight class, won by fall over Jay Sestrowski of Marathon and by decision over Downtre Allen of Cumberland. And J.J. Adamitis won by decision over both Connor Johnson of Auburndale and Swain Stencil of Marathon. J.J. and Gregory will compete in state action this coming weekend. Tyrone Moore of Lakeland placed fourth, did not qualify for state, but did darn well. Let's see here. What else do we have? Upcoming sports action. Tonight, we've got two games here on 98Q and on Trail Mix. On 103.1 Trail Mix, Rib Lake at Shawamigan at 7:15 tonight. And here on 98Q Country, Prentice at Phillips, both of those games at 7:15. Here on 98.3 FM by radio or on the Civic Media app. Those local games do stream. We are contractually, legally forced to not stream Packers and Brewers, but local sports games, the Loggers, the Screaming Eagles, that kind of stuff is on the app. It is on 98qcountry.com. So whatever is most convenient for you, if you're not in radio range, just head over to 98qcountry.com at 7:15, hit the play button at the bottom of the page. That's it. If you've got a laptop or a desktop computer, or you can even do that with your phone, I do believe it should work with mobile. If you don't want to download the app, or if you haven't, or if for some reason, I know, like, if you've got a junk phone for doing media stuff like some people have, you maybe don't want to put your credit card in, it won't let you download apps, just go on your phone to 98qcountry.com, hit the play button. I've got a check of the weather coming for you, but first, the outdoor news from Rob DeReesline coming right up here on WCQM. I'll check in with you again not too long here during the 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:08 right now. It's about 40 degrees out there, and it's going to get a little bit warmer, looking like a high of 45 today. So won't warm up too terrible much, but doesn't have to. Everything is already dripping in the early sunlight of the day, this 24th of February. Looking to be a beautiful day. Keep it here on 98Q Country. We'll spend the beautiful day with you, bringing you some country music. We've got the Outdoor Report. We've got weather coming up next.
I'm Rob DeReesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Through habitat projects like timber stand improvements, efforts are underway to boost the so-called driftless region's numbers of rough grouse. I'll tell you more about what projects are underway and what it might mean for populations of this popular game bird. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Upland bird hunters who remember the rough grouse heydays of the 1970s and 80s in the driftless region of southwestern Wisconsin might be wondering what happened to this popular game bird. Today, grouse are few and far between in the region, and most hunters head north if they want to bag a few roughies. When livestock grazing in southwestern Wisconsin forests ended in the mid-20th century, the understory flourished, providing an abundance of food for rough grouse until the forest matured. Well, all those forests have matured in the past 20 years, and while that's great habitat for turkeys and deer, it's not so good for rough grouse. Other states like Pennsylvania, New York, and Virginia are also experiencing maturing forests and a decline in rough grouse populations. Efforts are underway to try to improve habitat conditions for the birds. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and nonprofit groups like the Rough Grouse Society are working with private landowners to create more of a patchwork, middle-aged forest where rough grouse can thrive. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. A few sprinkles are possible today, otherwise partly sunny and 45. We'll have strong west winds. Tonight, a sprinkle or flurry, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 27. Partly sunny, upper 30s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, chance of snow, 42. Right now, 38 degrees.
98 Q Country.
All right, a quick look at the weather there for that beautiful day coming up. Soon we'll have a look at birthdays here. I've got some celebrity ones I'm going through, highlighting, making some notes. I noticed that one of the birthdays we'll talk about right around 8:20-ish. Yeah, next 15 minutes or so. We'll see. I'm not going to force it. Is Sammy Kershaw. Spoiler alert, Sammy Kershaw is turning 67 today. I figure we might get a little bit of Chevy Van in here. I've got Garth Brooks too, Carrie Underwood, John Morgan, a few of your country favorites, hits and classics coming to you up next on WCQM. If you know of birthdays, loved ones, or your own, and anniversaries are great too, folks, please call us. Let us know. We'll enter them to win cake after we shout them out, because every week Super One donates a cake, or actually what they donate is a gift certificate. You can head over there and kind of have a little bit of your pick. If you win for your birthday or your anniversary, or if your loved one submits you, we don't mind if you call for your own birthday, though. I know I'm going to have to in May. May 14th, if you want to save me the embarrassment of calling in my own birthday. But if you have one today, give us a call, 715-762-3221. Rachel is ready. She's making fun of me for pretending that I'll have to submit my own birthday later in the warmer months. But right now, though, here's Sammy Kershaw, birthday boy turning 67 today. Chevy Van here on WCQM.
Gave a girl a ride in my wagon, and she crawled in and took control. She was tired as her mind was a dragon, and I said, get some sleep, we'll get on down the road. Like a picture, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hat. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel, and her long legs were tan and brown. Better heed your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. It's like a picture, she was laying there, and moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Thank you.
in a town that was so small. You could throw a rock from end to end. A dirt road main street, she walked off in her bare feet. And it's a shame I won't be passing through again. Like a picture she was laying there, and moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Yeah, like a picture she was laying there, and moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
Sammy Kershaw, the birthday boy, he's turning 67 today. I've got more birthdays to discuss with you, but let us know about local birthdays or anniversaries, those annual celebrations, so we can shout people out, enter them to win cake. 715-762-3221. Here's Garth Brooks. In the meantime, I've got for you some thunder to roll along through the morning. It's 8:16 on this beautiful 24th of February. You're listening to the best of country music, and only the best, 98Q Country.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
whiskey glasses
or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. I'm keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who
got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Turned up on a JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
John Morgan with Jason Aldean. That was Friends Like That after All American Girl from Carrie Underwood. Sorry about that. I had to rewind a little bit. We're taking a look at some celebrity birthdays. If you've got some local ones, please get them in now. I won't be talking about them again until later today, but don't worry, even if you do get it in late, they'll still be entered to win that cake because we don't give that away until Friday. So if there's a birthday today and we miss it today, don't worry too much. We'll shout them out and apologize for missing it. I do have one birthday for tomorrow that was called in. Shout out to you, Crappie Cat, but we'll save that birthday for tomorrow for proper recognition. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you, or happy anniversary, whatever annual celebration, and a lot of annual celebrations. If this is the day a year ago that you quit nicotine or alcohol or anything like that, nice work. Good job. Shout out to you. Keep pushing it. I've done a couple things like that, and they're all 100% worth it. Every year you add, you look back, you shake your head, and it's like, man, what the heck was I doing back then? But that's okay. That's what life is. It's okay to make mistakes. Just try to correct them. You know, ignorance is okay as long as it seeks to correct itself. Human beings work that way. We operate by the mistake. Thousands of years of mistakes are why we are where we are today. But that is probably easier to believe than anything else I've said so far. But no, seriously, the mistake is a tool. It's a tool for learning and for improvement. Trying is the process. Mistakes are the tool that brings you success. Anyway, we're talking birthdays. If today's your birthday, happy birthday. It's also Daniel Kaluuya's birthday. British actor was nominated for an Oscar in 2018 for Best Actor for Get Out. Won Best Supporting Actor in 2021. For his portrayal of Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah. Other films include Black Panther, Widows, and Queen and Slim. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 48 years old today. The Michigan-born boxer has won championships in 4 different weight classes. I don't know boxing like at all, so I don't know how impressive that is, but it sure sounds impressive. Like every version of him, you know, whether he's got his summer beach body or not, he's a champion. Billy Zane is 59 today. The actor you might know best as the jerk from Titanic has also been in Demon Knight, Survival Island, Dead Calm, Tombstone. He's been all over the place. I feel for actors like Billy Zane, because all of the characters he plays are either kind of stuck up, kind of jerks or snooty, and it's because he has that look. So it's like, I mean, if you're Billy Zane, do you wake up and it's just like, yep, there's the face of a jerk, but it makes you millions of dollars. Is that, I don't know, that's got to be a unique kind of thing to know your cast because of that. Character actors got to be living a weird life. 59 years old for Billy Zane. We just played some Sammy Kershaw a little while ago, started that last 5 in a row with some Chevy Van. He's 67 today. Who else we have here? Steve Jobs passed in 2011 of a rare form of pancreatic cancer, but he was born on this day in 1955, long before he was the co-founder and chairman and CEO of Apple. George Harrison, born a few minutes after midnight, considered the 25th of February his birthday until 1992, when he decided that he preferred to celebrate it on the 24th. Harrison passed back in 2001, but most sources still cite the 25th as his birthday. I think he's actually going to show up. According to this, he might even show up in our list again tomorrow. I'm very curious to see. And who else do we have here? Last but not least, John Vernon was born Adolphus Agopsowitz. Agopsowitz, the deep-voiced Canadian actor, made a lasting mark as Dean Wormer in Animal House. He was also in Topaz, Face Off, Dirty Harry, and The Outlaw Josie Wales. John Vernon passed back in 2005 at the age of 72. If we get to any birthdays late, if you couldn't get to the phone for some reason, it's okay. We can shout you out a day late. As long as you get it in this week, get that birthday in, we'll give you a chance to win cake because the drawing's not until Friday. Just give us a call here at the station, 715-762-3221. I've got bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports up next. We're WCQM.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple is committing to a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years, and there are major plans for Texas, where ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Until now, the massive servers that power Apple's artificial intelligence products have been built overseas. Now the company plans to shift that manufacturing to a 250,000-square-foot factory to be opened in Houston next year. The company also plans to expand its footprint in 8 other states, including its home state of California.
Federal workers continue to face conflicting instructions after Elon Musk said that anyone who does not reply to an email naming 5 accomplishments by today's deadline will be fired. But several agencies and departments have told their employees to hold off on a response. President Trump today meets with French President Macron at the White House on the 3rd anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine, and Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized with pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. A new scoreboard is set to be installed for Park Falls. According to an article from WJFW, this past year the Shawamigan football team played their whole season without a working scoreboard. After 25 years, it stopped working in the middle of the season. And to adapt, the school had managers keep track using a whiteboard and trying their best to display it to the crowd. With the softball scoreboard suffering the same issues. At certain times, it would just stop displaying the score. Both the school district and the city of Park Falls have been fundraising for new scoreboards. And money for the softball field scoreboard has been raised, with the board expected to be installed in the spring. As for the football field, $8,000 has been raised so far, with about $5,000 still needed. March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., and March 2nd at 1 p.m., Price Ice Figure Skating proudly presents Heroes vs. Villains on Ice. Advance tickets are $6, and you can get those advance tickets by calling or texting 715-661-1972, or you can purchase through the skaters. Tickets at the door are $7, and kids 3 and under are free. Once again, this is taking place March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., and March 2nd at 1 p.m. over at the Price Ice Arena here in Park Falls. A time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin SaltWise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually, and by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup?
head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, more food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Quick update from local sports action. Boys basketball from Friday. Athens over Shawamigan 72-51. Phillips beat Abbotsford 79-60. Barron took it over Ashland 87-78. Mellon over Mercer 87-20. Bayfield 100 points over Butternut 47. Lake Holcomb beat Winter 97-62. Rib Lake over Prentice 59-54. And Medford beat Tomahawk 80-36. Girls basketball from last Friday. Mercer 1-point victory, 42 over Mellon, 41, and Winter beat Lake Holcomb 51-40. Wrestling action. Shawamigan wrestler Gregory Morgan placed second, scored 16 team points, won by fall over Jace Ostrowski of Marathon and Dautrey Allen of Cumberland this past weekend. That'll qualify him for state this coming weekend. We'll get you updates on that next week, of course. Not just him, though. Also, J.J. Adamitis of Phillips. Gregory is in the 175-pound category, J.J. in the 144, so they won't see each other. But J.J. scored 14 team points, placed second place, with victories by decision over Connor Johnson of Auburndale and Swain Stencil of Marathon. Finally, in Lakeland, another local wrestler, Tyrone Moore of Lakeland, in the 285-pound class, finished fourth. Does not actually qualify him for state action, but holy cow, makes him one heck of a great wrestler, I must say. That's just a local sports update. We've got some sports tonight here on 98Q and on our sister station Trail Mix 103.1. It on this side of things, 98Q Country, will have Prentice at Phillips, Jeff Hakenin on the call, and then Trail Mix 103.1, Rib Lake at Shawamigan, both of those tipping off at 7:15.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
Absolutely. There's no better time right now. We got our Common Sense tax extravaganza. A lot of cents you're going to be saving off these cars right now. They're marked down to sell. We have all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, we have Fords, Chevy. We have a beautiful selection. We have almost 70 vehicles here on the lot looking for a home at great prices. We have this Common Sense tax extravaganza event. A lot of cents off these vehicles that you're going to save here today.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. A few sprinkles are possible today, otherwise partly sunny and 45. We'll have strong west winds. Tonight, a sprinkle or flurry, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 27. Partly sunny, upper 30s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, chance of snow, 42. Right now, 38 degrees.
Some of you might recognize that music. That's the sound of attempting to give away a gift certificate. I think it's time for some snowball throwdown showdown. Folks, I'm going to take caller 3 right now. Phone number 715-744-1006. You are caller 1. Sorry, you're way too quick. There's one already. I want caller 3, though. Let's see what we can get. 715-744-1006. You are caller 2, very much almost, and only almost. Got to see here. I don't even know. I'm going to have to find out. Oh, there we go. There's caller 3, and winner by a nose. You are caller 3. Hello there. Who do I have?
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
This is Chris.
This is Chris. All right, Chris. You from around the area?
Yes, I am from Butternut.
Most excellent. Well, Chris, let me take a look here, and we'll get a spin of the wheel. Let me fade this out. Are you familiar with the Snowball Throwdown Showdown, I take it?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm letting the wheel spin here. It's going to randomly land on a business from the area, and what do you know? It's Lena's Northern Pines. I'm going to chance a guess that you could use that certificate if you're lucky enough to win it. Sound good, Chris?
Oh, it sounds great.
Excellent. Well, of course, let's get the music back going here. Let's not blow your eardrums out, though. You've got a 50-50 shot. For those not familiar, briefly, all Chris has to do is pick between two options, targets at which she might throw a snowball, a digital snowball. We're going to flip a digital coin, basically, and Chris is either going to nail it and win a gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines, also good for Lena's Bar and Grill, or you get nothing but a little bit of fun. Sound good, Chris? You got a choice in mind?
I'm going to go with A.
All right, we're going with A. A has been a good one lately. I get the sense that you might have been catching the feel that A has been solid. Let's get the music out of the way so we can see if A is the way today. This sounds kind of fun. Uh-oh, that's stormtrooper noises.
You missed me!
Oh, Chris, I am
so
sorry.
A wasn't good today.
A was not the way today. I think they might have seen you coming because I was noticing the same trend. I thought, man, A's on a bit of a streak. Specifically on my afternoon show, it was like 3 days in a row, especially if people pick A. But Chris, you'll have to give it another try later. I will be doing it during probably the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll have to see. I'll probably be going for caller 3, but listen in later. And thank you so much for playing. Have a good day, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
You too as well.
My pleasure. That's what it takes, folks. You got to give it a shot. And really, it's all down to a little bit of luck, and it's all fun. It's all fun and games here at 98Q Country as we try to give away gift certificates for the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Big shout out to all the sponsors who gave us certificates and otherwise made it possible. Warga Auto and Truck Center, for example, but also the rest of the list. Odeer Nutrition, Jay's Automotive, Lena's Northern Pines, BC Auto Repair, John's 3 Mile Corner, Winter Cooperative, Village Pit Stop, The Rail Trail Cafe, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Forward Insurance, Forward Bank, Ross's in Phillips, and finally, Park Falls Family Restaurant. Let's get back to a little bit of country music. I'll probably check in with you again, or maybe I'll just bring you as much country music as we can possibly fit. First, though, we need a quick word from our sponsors, and then you'll hear from Luke Combs, Martina McBride, and more of your country favorites. You must be listening to 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence.
Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make your needs and wants the same thing. Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons? Or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season? Or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader's Sports Center. Next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Pete's with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Now's a good time to get your vehicle serviced, Pete.
Absolutely. We're the home of the lifetime warranty. There's no service shop from here to California you can find out. We give you a lifetime warranty on the parts. Make sure you call the service manager and get all the details.
Lifetime. That's awesome. And a $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're the cheapest, home of the $39.95 oil change. Don't wait. And many, many other discounts, Joel. Make sure you check your Northwood shopper to get those coupons.
And if you need tires, good time to do it is right now, isn't it, Pete?
Hey, you know what? Nobody wants slipping and sliding, especially in the snow. There's no better time. There's many discounts on all different types of tires. Make sure you give us a call.
Whether it's your next vehicle or service work, Wheelway's the place, wheelwayautos.com. And if they're looking for a different vehicle, a better one, they can always give you a call down there, Pete, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. We're not robots. We're real people. We're willing to talk to you at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Very good, Pete. Good to talk to you. Have a great day down there at Wheelway.
Hey, take care.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
keep running, but I'm standing still. Pray for peace, but I need the thrill. So I keep chasing that same old devil down the same old dirty highway. Ain't no love in Oklahoma, just a whistle of a long black train. You'll know when it's coming for you, riding in on the wind and
check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Watching all
drinks with a thousand girls. There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. You did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
98Q Country.
All right, top of the hour news, sports, weather coming up after this one from George Strait. Here's Troubadour. Gray covering for Joel today. He just lost his voice. Don't feel too bad for him. Here's George Strait.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote it song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote
when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and earlier today, Xi Jinping spoke by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as Western countries look to plot their path forward. President Trump's urged Ukraine to agree to a deal to end